Rasmia Odeh, a Chicago-based Palestinian-American community leader, must appear before a federal court on October 21st.
U.S. authorities suspect she lied on her citizenship application, not disclosing that she was arrested and imprisoned by Israel.
In 1969, an Israeli military tribunal convicted Odeh of involvement in a Jerusalem Al-Quds bombing outside a British consulate based on a confession which Odeh's attorney claims was obtained through torture.
Our view is that this isn't a legitimate conviction. It's not in accordance with international human rights, that it's a product of torture, that her prison was illegal, her imprisonment was illegal, and people who are fighting against illegal occupation can never be terrorists. They're not terrorists, they're freedom fighters.
Odeh moved to the U.S. in 1994 and became a citizen 10 years later. She serves her community under the Arab American Action Network, a non-for-profit providing services and advocacy to the Arab and Muslim community of Chicago.
She goes and visits the adult immigrant women's homes. She discusses issues with them face to face. She organizes groups of them to have political discussions, get trained in hard skills organizing, and to actually identify the issues that are affecting their lives on a day-to-day basis.
Odeh's attorney and community activists believe she's being prosecuted for her association with anti-war activists and dedication to Palestinian rights.
We know this is a campaign by the Department of Justice to attack ourselves and Rasmia for taking the side of Palestine.
The Justice Department declined comment. U.S. attorney is charging Odeh with unlawful procurement of naturalization. If convicted, Odeh may have her citizenship revoked, in addition to being imprisoned for up to 10 years and later deported. Navid Zarinal, Press TV, Chicago.